Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm here with Kristen Dietzel. Hi, Kristen. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So talk to me about what's your program.
I'm a senior in environmental science, which is part of the Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science at the U of A in the College of Agriculture and Life Science.
Do you have a special focus in environmental science?
Well, I've been working in a lab, Dr. Albert Barbaron's lab, and he focuses mainly in microbial ecology. So that's what I've been working on and doing for the past year and a half. Microbial ecology is looking at all the microbes that live in our environment and how they interact with that environment. So for the past year and a half, I've been working on a project that looks at fungal plant pathogens in dust and looking specifically at their geographical distribution across the United States. And we're hoping that by looking at these fungal plant pathogens that we can understand how they might affect crops and crop growth across the United States as well. So the data was generated through a citizen science project. 1,500 people swabbed the outer door frame of their homes. We're trying to understand if the distribution of these pathogens is related mostly to crops or the environment or some mixture of both.
What's a pathogen?
A pathogen is something that can infect a host, plants or humans or animals, and cause disease and death.
How are door frames chosen?
Door frames were chosen because they act as a passive collector. So they give a good idea of what's floating around in our dust in our air instead of a surface that is regularly cleaned. And so it just gives a good idea of what is in the dust.
So that's great. And so you're definitely looking at things very close up, right? If you were to think about the size of a fungal pathogen, what would you compare that to?
Really small, like smaller than we can see with our eyes. It's interesting, though, because I haven't been looking necessarily at individual pathogens, but just how they are distributed. So it's more of a regional view instead of that pathogen microscopic view.
So we'll imagine you staring at a map. And so how does this type of research fit in with your professional goals? What do you want to do next?
Well, right now, I think I'm ready to just get out there and get some experience working. Within this project, I've done a lot of work with data visualization and making maps and stuff. And so I'd love to continue that into my career. And then also the involvement of having the community and normal people just being involved in science is really important to me.
You are on KXEI. KXEI rocks out. We would love to know what your favorite song is right now and or band.
So a band I've been listening to a lot lately is the Seattle-based feminist surf trope group called Taco Cat.
And Taco Cat.
They have a song called Grains of Salt. I've been just playing that on repeat lately.
Kristen, best of luck in all your efforts. Thank you so much for coming today. And we are very excited for your future endeavors.
Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.